Katie became their full-time job. Whenever she was in the hospital, one of them was nearly always with her, day and night. When she wasn't in the hospital, their days were filled with doctor's appointments, rehab sessions, and the search, always, for something new that could help her. Acupuncture, massage, a chiropractor, a personal trainer, a nutritionist, music therapy, spiritual and healing services. They Googled for information, posted updates for friends on a Facebook page, and used a dry erase calendar to track their schedule. 2 years after Katie arrived at the clinic, I met her and her parents in the waiting area of the plastic surgery department. A large, sunny room that marks one of the many odd crossroads of modern American medicine. Here, patients suffering significant facial disfigurement and scarring wait for their appointments alongside buffed and gleaming clients who come in for Botox injections and facelift consultations. Katie arrived in a wheelchair pushed by her father. She wore a surgical mask over the lower half of her face and a brightly colored headscarf. She looked small and vulnerable, though I soon learned she wasn't. She took my hand and said a cheerful hello, and as we chatted, I saw that in this space, at least, she seemed entirely comfortable. Maybe that's because she didn't stand out. In one way or another, everyone there was dissatisfied with his or her face. When I visited the family at the Big Mac House, as Rob calls it, Katie was almost always in a recliner, tilted back and covered in fleece blankets. Alicia tended to her non-stop, dispensing medications, bringing her water in a child's sippy cup, rubbing her hands and feet with scented lotions, and heating slippers and eye masks in the microwave. Katie usually listened passively to the conversation, but sometimes interjected a comment or a joke, giving me a glimpse of the funny Katie her family frequently described. One day, we were talking about religion, which is central to their lives. What happened to Katie shook their faith a bit, but didn't kill it. It also didn't kill their marriage, a common repercussion when a child dies or has overwhelming medical problems. Where Alicia is emotional, Rob tends toward intellectual discourse. He has a bushy beard that enhances his sage-like manner, and when Alicia is fired up, he gazes at her with a tender smile,